News starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
WJON News Time, 105 and 66 degrees. I'm Lee Voss. News brought to you by McKay's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. We'll have a look at your WJON weather in a moment. Governor Tim Walz is expected to announce next hour his decision about a possible statewide mask mandate amid COVID-19.
Getting people to buy in to wearing the mask is what you're trying to do. The mandate is not to punish people. It's to put the emphasis behind doing that. And what I've said is if the president wears a mask, you will instantly see 10% of the public or more go up and do this.
On Tuesday, Walz praised the president for a recent tweet indicating that to wear a mask was patriotic. Several Minnesota cities have already instituted their own mask mandates, including St. Cloud. Meanwhile, as the mask mandates are becoming the norm, one expert heavily cited during the COVID-19 pandemic says we should not be overconfident in the protection offered by masks. On his weekly COVID-19 podcast, the U of M's Dr. Michael Osterholm says he does still favor wearing a face covering. However,
also be mindful that we don't know how well they work, and there's reasons to challenge that they may work real well, and that therefore it's still about distancing, distancing, and distancing.
Of the CDC's initial recommendation on face coverings, Osterholm said it was published without a single scientific paper or other evidence to support that cloth masks provide protection. He said in his entire 45-year career, he's never seen such a far-reaching public recommendation issued without any supporting data. While residents of long-term care facilities still make up a majority of COVID-19 deaths in Minnesota, new data shows efforts to fight it have been successful. State officials yesterday shared recent progress and future plans related to the state's five-point battle plan to limit and stop the spread of COVID-19 in long-term care facilities. Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm says as of July 21st, half of Minnesota's 368 nursing homes and three-quarters of assisted living facilities still have never reported a case of COVID-19 in their facilities.
The growth in the number of new facilities reporting outbreaks today has slowed significantly. In early May, we were reporting on average 23 new facilities every day. By mid-July, that number is down to an average of 6.
Malcolm says the death rate in long-term care facilities has also seen a sharp decline in recent weeks. From May 17th through the 23rd, 137 people died in congregate care living settings. From July 12th through the 17th, that number dropped to 13.
WJON Radar Blender.
For St. Cloud and St. Joseph, expecting partly cloudy skies to develop this afternoon. Looking for a high around 76 degrees and winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 58 degrees. Tomorrow, 82, mix of clouds and sunshine. Winds will become southeasterly at 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's going to mean some more humid air returns to the forecast. By tomorrow night, the overnight low only 69 degrees, becoming cloudy with scattered storms possible late tomorrow night. Friday, chance for storms early, then skies becoming partly cloudy, hot and humid, 91 degrees, winds out of the south at 8 to 15. Saturday, 90, cloudy, a chance for storms. Sunday, 87, with a mix of clouds and sun, but also a chance for thunderstorms. And then on Monday, we see those winds become northwesterly again. It should ease up on the humidity, high temperature of 83 under mainly sunny skies. For more St. Cloud area news, weather, and sports, visit us online at WJON.com. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.